Representatives Terry Cordvorend and Lauren Carson, along with an advocate from the Acadia Center, which calls itself a clean energy advancement organization, out to reform outdated utility regulations. A separate Zoom login for that one. Reach out to Reps Cordvorend or Carson. And the family and friends of that man who was killed Saturday night running across Route 195 in Swansea have questions about the tragic incident. His wife and friends told ABC6 it was out of character for 47-year-old Ulysse Pena to jump out of the truck and run across the highway, whether or not he got into an argument with the driver. And your weather word, partly sunny, but cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
And we have west winds at 5 to 10 this morning, gusting to 20 this afternoon. Tonight, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20, waves around 2 feet all day and into this evening. Tomorrow, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20, and waves around 2 feet. Rhode Island Sound at the moment, west winds are 10 to 15 knots. There is a small craft advisory posted for Block Island Sound and Rhode Island Sound until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning when most decent people are asleep. The next high tide in Newport Harbor, you missed it. We all missed it. It was 5 minutes ago. What a moment it was, 9:02. Sunset at 4:25, so the tide will be in the night around 9:30. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:36. The moon is waxing crescent. And that is Boating in the Bay on WADK.
Island of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Bruce Newberry!
Good morning. Newbury here, Newbury. Yours until the hour of one. And it'll be Newbury and Nairobi today. Yeah, Ron and Pete will be with us for Yes, We're Open, Waha. That's the official title. Is it Waha or Woohoo? I think it's Woohoo. I think when the advertisers sign the contract, they're actually signing that they are part of We Are Open Woohoo. There we go. We hope that you will take good care. Did you hear about, along those lines, how about this for supporting your local business? Small company out in Western Massachusetts. The proprietor gave all of his employees $10,001. He's a money manager. The firm is a money management firm in beautiful downtown Dalton, Massachusetts. And the fellow's name is Alan Harris. And Mr. Harris gave all 11 of his staff members $10,001. No, that's not all together. That's each. Last year, he coughed up $2,500 apiece. This year, he quadrupled that. Talk about putting your money where your mouth is, right? The rest of us are like, oh, go and shop and be guilty and all this, right? This guy's here, have a bag of money. Go shop local. Take this $10,000 and go shop local. You must spend it locally. How about that? He quadrupled it in an effort to keep other small businesses afloat amid the coronavirus pandemic. So that's $110,000 into that little economy out there. Now, I don't know if the parameters are that you have to spend it in Dalton. Dalton's not that big. Employees are asked to go as mom and pop as you can, Harris told the Berkshire Eagle. His wealth management company had a good year thanks to the strength of the stock market. and the fact that his business was deemed essential during the pandemic. Dear employees, here's $10,001. Spend it locally. Now, somebody's got to complain about that, right? Because people are bleeps and, you know, right? I would, right? And you would too, right? Or would you? Would you complain?
What do you mean? I want to go spend it at Route 2 in Warwick.
Right? Money manager Alan Harris has a reputation for going big. And it's in place of the usual holiday party. Holy cow, they must have some holiday party. If he can cough up 110 grand at the drop of a hat, well, he had a good year. The firm is looking to expand to South County. South County, Rhode Island? Hello, Mr. Harris. Would you like to advertise? Would you like to adopt? The 10,000. Now, this is only the beginning. This is not just this guy sitting around for all year and then, here's a bag of money and we don't do anything the rest of the year. He gave a $5,000 gift after the firm was ranked as providing best wealth management in the best of the Berkshires. I can't really tell you why I'm laughing at a best of program, but this is not the year for the best of programs, believe me. Staff members also got $2,500 when the pandemic first closed businesses, a yearly community-supported agriculture membership worth $500, and other payments adding up to another several thousand dollars. I'm a big fan of spot bonuses, says Mr. Harris. He's a youngish guy. There's a picture of him here in the Berkshire Eagle. Expensive suit, no tie. Has the what's the haircut with the buzz cut on the sides, and the kind of mop on the top there? Is that a fade? I don't know. Why would I know? I have a perfectly shaped head that does not require any hair. But, you know, he's one of those guys. He looks like he probably has another side to him. You know what I'm saying? Not to look askance at Mr. Harris, his largesse, or his generosity. And if you come to South County, Mr. Harris, spend all your advertising money with 3G, and hopefully you'll be as generous with your expenditures as you are with your employees. We cover South County like a bleeping blanket. In general, he says, the use of bonuses can be strategic or cultural within an organization. They have their own set of values about how they handle compensation and bonuses. There are companies that, in good years, take care of everybody. I've never worked for... the closest I've ever come to that, Mr. Butler Harris, is... Wait, who's Butler? Oh, he's the president and CEO of another company. Usually what happens is, what used to happen, I toiled mightily when I first started out for a family-owned broadcasting company. It was actually owned by two families. In fact, one of the owners was mentioned on Facebook today. I don't know why. He's been dead for 30 years. And so there were these two guys. And they and their families owned the radio station. I toiled mightily for them when I first got out of college. And one of the owners owned a restaurant. And so guess where we had the office Christmas party? And he was certainly an affable chap. He certainly liked his Manhattan at the bar of the Red Coach Grill, where you would find him on a daily basis. But I digress. And so he would be the one, he would be like the good cop, bad cop kind of guy. The other guy would be the business guy. And he would hand out the actual checks. They actually handed out checks. And it was always the same remark. Always say, we wish it could be more. We just wish it could be more. But next year, and it was the same thing the following year. So this guy says, bonuses can be strategic or cultural within an organization. They have their own set of values about how they handle compensation and bonuses. There are companies that in good years take care of everybody. Now, another company I used to work for that was sort of a corporate deal. And this was before the days of one company owning all the radio stations except the good one, like we're in now. So this was a company that was in its way a big company, but we look back on it now and it was really quaint. But this company would have this bacchanal for a Christmas party. I mean, literally. And of course, it was a radio station broadcasting company in Providence. And so where would they have the party? Say it with me, Newport. And so we wouldn't really take over a lodging facility, but had a bunch of rooms. Everybody got a room. Everybody got a room. So you went and you had dinner and dancing and all of this stuff. No, there were no bonuses. Right? And the big discussion was, which would you rather have? And there were usually people who were kind of in their cups during the course of the evening and would, all this money on a party, we should get bonuses. Right? One year we actually got towels. This was the boss was so proud of that one year. And there's a longtime colleague who I just heard from the other day who listens regularly, my dear friend who I've known since 1973. And he worked with me at both of those places, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. So this was the Saturday Night Live sketch of all time. These people thought that this was the greatest thing in the history of the world because we were going to stay overnight in a hotel. And this way we got a towel to take home so we didn't have to steal one. Oh, that's rich. Actually, the towel was the longest lasting part of the damn party. I had that towel. That was a good towel. I had that towel for 10 years. That followed me everywhere. The hell am I talking about? Anyway, it's time for traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. As we start things off on the Newport Pell Bridge in a moderate fashion, not looking too bad right now. We've got a slow ride on the westbound Pell right at midspan. Just a bit of a slow spot. You've got to slow it down through the construction zone, of course. You're slow in the eastbound toll. Other than that, moving pretty well. The zone is set up on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge on the North Kingstown side of the bridge. And we've got a little bit of a lane restriction there. Won't hold you up too much. We are seeing some slow traffic on the Jamestown side as well. So we're going to put it at 7 to 9 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge, today, I believe, is going to be one of those working up there days because we're seeing slow traffic from midspan to Bristol, both directions. So get ready for a little bit of a pause up there. It's nice and sunny. Put your sunscreen on. That sun really gets you when you're up there on that bridge. Anyway, on the Sakonnet River Bridge, looking good. Clean and green, speed limit ride. Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit where it is always VD and U. And we'll check these bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, contact Humphreys Building Supply, your Marvin replacement dealer. Our team will guide you through the entire replacement process by selecting designs and options that reflect your style. Replacement windows and doors from Marvin can improve the comfort, functionality, and energy efficiency of your home. Visit Humphreys Building Supply for Marvin replacement windows in Tiverton at the Marvin Design Gallery in Middletown or online at buildwiththeh.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot and Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquidneck Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborin and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family.
I'm Jim Campbell, host of Business Talk with Jim Campbell. We're honored to be joining 1540 AM WADK weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m., Monday through Fridays. We're so honored to have listeners in Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, Jamestown, and, of course, Newport. Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1540 AM WADK Newport.
Absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
This segment is sponsored by Small State Big History Authors, authors of untold stories of World War II Rhode Island, the amazing story of Rhode Island during World War II, on sale at the Newport Historical Society gift shop at Brick Market, and Island Books, Wyatt Square in Middletown, and Wakefield Books at Wakefield Mall.
Clean your closet and help a nonprofit today. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island collects donations of used clothing to fund their local youth mentoring programs. Schedule a pickup at donateri.org or drop off your items at 1341 West Main Road, Middletown.
WADK Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Take WADK to work for the talk of the town with Bruce Newberry. Bruce talks with local newsmakers, local celebrities, and you. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, WADK.
Okay, so I got off on this tangent on Christmas parties that I have known. And those are the last Christmas parties I went to. Anyway, our questions this morning at 846-1028. You can call me at 846-1028. Use our voice message service. Say whatever the hell you want. 846-1028. I figured this out, and this is actually the perfect time to be doing this. You know, people say, well, you know, it'd be good to be able to have you call like the old days at the Bob Sullivan and the open forum and just call. And yeah, but we can't debate anymore. See, we've lost the ability to be able to have a discussion. Now we just throw bombs at one another. We call each other terrible names and call each other the worst name we can possibly think of. And that's it. That's what passes for discussion these days. So we're much better off doing the voice message thing, because then it's just like Facebook. You just say whatever you want, and no one challenges you. So I'm performing a public service and adapting. I'm pivoting. So 846-1028. And my question to you is, if you had $10,000, where would you spend it in your hometown? Or if you had all the money that you wanted, where would you spend it? Got kind of two of them here. There's a story here about having all of the money that you could have. A couple of Hollywood types Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, and they've purchased a soccer team in Wales. So they've bought the soccer club called Wrexham, over there in Wales. And so the two of them will now buy the soccer team. And now they own the soccer team. They're going to invest £2 million into the club, which has been owned by fans since 2011. They issued a mission statement, and they answered fans' questions during an online gathering. So it's a struggling team. They were so bad they get kicked out of their league. And so these two guys, Rob McElhenney was in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And so these two guys are like, oh, we're going to do whatever it takes. So what would you do if you had money to burn? Celebrity kind of money, the money to do whatever you would want to do. Would you buy a sports team? Would you buy a restaurant? Would you buy an island? What would you buy? So it's kind of two questions here. If you can't wrap your head around that, and it's tough. I've never been able to actually expand my mind that far. Oh, if I had all the money in the world, I'd do this and that. You know, if I won the lottery, right? If I won the Powerball. And I never get further than I would keep working. So I can't quite get my head around that. If someone dropped $10,000 on my table right now, I can think of a bunch of uses for that. And yes, I would then have to, if the caveat is you have to spend it in your hometown. So you've got to spend it in Newport, Middletown, Portsmouth, Jamestown, you know. I don't know what the parameters are for this guy out in Massachusetts. Do you have to spend it in? There isn't a whole heck of a lot in Dalton. I mean, Dalton's like Jamestown. So, I mean, Lee is the next kind of sizable town. There's a true value in Lee in a little downtown area and so forth. You could probably buy what you need in life there. And they probably have a tough time competing with the Walmarts of the world and all of that. But then you have to drive an hour to Great Barrington or back to Springfield or Albany or Bennington or somewhere like that. So I think we're technically on the radio in Dalton. I think the station in Bennington reaches Dalton. Anyway, what would you do with those? And where would you spend the money locally? I guess would be the big question. I mean, you know, you think, oh, I need a set of tires. I'd like to side the house. You know, this car could probably use a replacement. This, you know, I can't pay for my kid's college in Newport because my kid doesn't go to college in Newport. I suppose I would have to transfer the kid to Salve Regina to actually keep the money in Newport to go that route. So that's a little bit of a consideration. So that's my question. At 846-1028, what would you do if you had celebrity money, money to burn, or different thing, the boss gives you a $10,000 bonus for the holidays, but you have to spend it in your hometown, where would you spend it? Or would you try to make some kind of a deal? Would you finagle? Think about that and think about that, what that reflects upon you. And we will have a conversation with John Martin momentarily.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
West winds at 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 20 this afternoon and tonight. And northwest winds tomorrow, 10 to 15 knots. Waves around 2 feet. Out on Rhode Island Sound, the winds are westerly at 10 to 15. There is a small craft advisory for Rhode Island Sound and for Block Island Sound until 1 o'clock in the morning. The tide will be back in at 9:30 tonight. Sunset at 4:25. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:36. And the moon is waxing crescent. Right now, along the Newport waterfront, it's cold. It's just kind of chilly. Well, just enough breeze. You know, you're walking along Long Wharf there and you just kind of pull your coat around you. You turn your collar to the wind. How's that for a little poetry at 9:30 in the morning? 42 degrees on the Newport waterfront. And that's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
Are you a real coffee lover looking for the absolute best flavor you can get? Then try Custom House Coffee in Middletown. We roast the finest high-grown Arabica coffee beans every day, so we can give you the freshest, most flavorful coffee you can buy. Stop by our coffee house on Aquidneck Avenue and give us a try. If you brew coffee at home, pick up a pound. We take so much pride in our freshness that we print the roast date on every bag. Custom House Coffee has been recognized nearly every year over the past 18 years by Newport Life and Rhode Island Monthly magazines for best coffee, latte, cappuccino, or coffee house. Stop by the shop where you might find one of us roasting right there in the store. Or pick up a pound at some of the finest markets in the area, including A Market, Clements Market, McQuaid's Markets, Green Grocer, Rock's Fresh Foods, Belmont Market, and many others. Custom House Coffee, 796 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, Rhode Island.
1540 WADK.
Here's 1 minute of what you should know on this Tuesday. Rhode Island's two major teachers unions are calling for a holiday pause to in-person learning for all K through 12 students starting next week. National Education Association and the Rhode Island Federation of Teachers made the demand. Rhode Island Education Department spokesperson says in-person learning is best. 2,250 new COVID cases in Rhode Island over the past 3 days, including a single day high of almost 1,100, and the daily positivity rate 5.9 going back to last Thursday. Family and friends of the man who was killed Saturday night running across Route 195 in Swansea have questions about the tragic incident. His wife and friends told ABC 6 it was way out of character for 47-year-old Ulysse Pena from Pawtucket to behave that way. It was a passenger in a truck traveling west on 195 in Swansea, jumped out, ran across the highway, struck and killed by another pickup. The Newport City Council continuing its National Grid Natural Gas Storage Workshop Wednesday at 5. A separate Zoom meeting hosted by Representatives Terry Kortvrind and Lauren Carson will talk about energy alternative and your weather word, partly sunny but cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Eugene Nason's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Newport and Narragansett since 1918, would like to remind you that it's time to service your heating system or plan an air conditioning upgrade. Don't wait until your old system leaves you out in the cold or wilting from the heat. Trust the company that's been taking care of Aquidneck Island for 100 years. Eugene Nason's. Big enough to serve all your heating and air conditioning needs, small enough to care. Call them today at 847-2497.
This Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football, as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, it's Rogers against Middletown, a game that was played in September of 2006. This is Bob Angel. Joining me on the coverage that day were Jim Ascoli and Chris Richards. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1 on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Wakefield's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
And it is time now for the AARP connection with AARP Rhode Island. And that, of course, means our friend John Martin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bruce. How are you doing?
I am good. Thank you. Always good to talk to you, even when the topic is serious. And we have a serious topic to speak about today. AARP has a big study.
I believe we discussed before the AARP nursing home COVID dashboard, which
yes.
we launched a month ago. So we have rolled around to the second iteration of this, the update that covers the period September 21st to October 18th. The news is not good. It has some, you know, concerning trends in nursing homes, including increased cases, deaths, and staffing shortages. Staffing shortages in particular. There are five benchmarks that are our main markers in this survey, which is conducted based on data that the nursing homes provide to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And we're doing the tracking in collaboration with the Scripps Gerontology Center at Miami University of Ohio. So here's the latest. This was released just in the last couple of days. We are at 2.7 COVID cases per 100 nursing home residents. That is up from 2.2.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, where is that figure? Because, I mean, if we had that figure in the state, we'd be doing pretty well.
Right. So it went from 2.2 to 2.7.
That's, so that's not
cases
so
per 100 residents.
Yeah.
Deaths, 0.48 patient deaths or resident deaths per 100.
Mm.
And that is up from 0.02. So that is not good.
Which way is that trended, John?
That is an increase in deaths.
It is. From when to when?
That is going back to the results from the previous measurement period, which was July 26th to August 23rd. And September 20th to October 18th.
Yes. Okay.
The previous period was in August, September. Yeah.
So this latest period ends about a month ago.
Yeah. Staff cases per 100 residents actually is down from 1.7 to 1.6 per 100 residents.
That's good.
The percentage of nursing homes without a 1 week supply of PPE, that's an improvement. It is at 16.7% of nursing homes say they have less than a week's supply, and that is down from 19.7. Then we get to the one that is most disturbing. 34.6% of nursing homes in the latest round say they have staffing shortages, and that is up from 28.9%. So you do the math, that's a pretty significant jump from 28.9 to 34.6, more than a third of nursing homes report staff shortages.
Hmm.
So as we go into a period where the need is increasing, the available staff is decreasing. And the state has received some $7 million in federal funding that is earmarked for nursing homes. And it's a difficult task to determine, you know, what's going where and how it's being spent when the funds are actually available. And we're trying to track that, but it's really very difficult. What we can do is we can put down sort of a standard means of tracking change from 1 month to the next. And you also can track how we compare to other states as well. And you can get to that information by downloading the full report.
Okay.
All of this information is at aarp.org. It's our lead story. It's also our second story on our Facebook page. And I'll make a transition here with the unfortunate news that the lead story is AARP and the AARP family mourning the passing of Jorge Cardenas.
Hmm.
Jorge is the founder of the Back to School Celebration. I think this summer was 16th or 17th year.
Yeah.
Jorge works for Sodexo, the food,
service company, sure.
And he created the Back to School Celebration. Our volunteers are involved each year. packing new backpacks with school supplies for distribution. I believe we were in 13 or 14 communities the last couple of years as the program has grown. 16,000 backpacks was the 2019 number. They did a sort of a workaround.
And I think we've frozen up here on our Skype call here, John. So let's reestablish with that. And in fact, you know what we'll do? Let me pause momentarily. And he's frozen in time. Look at him there. And we'll come back with more of the AARP connection in just a minute.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com.
You get up, maybe exercise a bit, take a shower,
and while getting dressed, decide which mask to wear today.
Maybe a few different ones. One for daytime, one for night. Never enough masks.
Wearing a mask is fashionable, caring, and everyone is wearing them at Carty's Furniture and Mattresses.
Nice mask, Pete.
I like yours too, Ron.
Let's all mask up, social distance, and beat this.
Hashtag crush COVID RI. Oops, almost forgot my extra sweater.
You already have a sweater.
Never enough sweaters.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy place.
With apartments available for purchase in every size and style, Laurel Mead is an affordable option for premier senior living. Call or visit laurelmead.com.
Bill Del Nero Cleaners, Newport's only full-service laundry and dry cleaner, has been serving the area for over 60 years. If you need personal laundry or dry cleaning done, uniforms or linens cleaned and pressed to look like new, or area rugs and drapery done, they can handle it all. For pickup and delivery, call 847-6800. Voted Newport County's best for 3 years in a row. With locations in Portsmouth on East Main Road and in Newport on Farewell Street, Bill Del Nero Cleaners.
And we continue. It's the AARP connection, and we are talking to John Martin. We can't have an AARP connection without a connection. So we've reestablished the connection.
Something happened there. At any rate, I was talking about Jorge, and he was one of those guys who just lit up the room. He was this mountain of a man who worked tirelessly for back-to-school celebration. We will miss him so, so much, and our thoughts go out to his family and his many close colleagues that work with them. Backpacks have been distributed in Newport for a number of years, and we tap our Newport volunteers there to help with distribution. And the packing of the 16,000 backpacks is a two-day event that precedes distribution.
Oh, boy.
And our volunteers say it's one of the most gratifying experience they have because they're working with probably at least 100, 125 people, usually in a hot, sweaty Sodexo warehouse. Mm. And it involves taking the new backpacks out of their shipping cases and then filling them with school supplies from various bins and then putting them back in the boxes to go onto the trucks to the distribution center. So Jorge is gone, and it's a great loss. I'm sure somehow, some way, back to school celebration will live on.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. How old a man was he, John?
I believe he was 71.
Oh, boy. And he had been with Sodexo for longer than the 16 years, or was it just that space of time?
I don't know. It's so funny. I feel I know him so well.
Yeah.
And as often is the case, you realize how little you know and how much more you would like to have known about someone. But
yes.
I do tell the story. He was one of our Andrus Award winners. This is AARP's highest volunteer award a few years back. And Jorge didn't drive. He had a driver,
really?
Jack. And for whatever reason, Jorge was in our office and Jack had gone somewhere. And I said, I'll run you back to your office. It's not far. And we got in the car and he's Peruvian. And his mother and a lot of his family is still in Peru.
Huh.
And Jorge said, as we were driving, he said, I printed from my computer the story you wrote about the Andrus Award, and I mailed it to my mother. And there was a pause, and he said, she was so proud.
Aww.
And I saw tears fill his eyes, and I thought, here's this guy, you know, thanking me for just writing up his success, but that his mother got to see that story. It was very, very moving. I will never, never forget that.
Wonderful.
I will never forget the way he shook your hand. It was just such a warm feeling to work with Jorge, and we will miss him so terribly. So sad to report that. But our work goes on, and I want to call attention to two events today. Tonight, actually, at 7 and 9 p.m., it's Rethinking Work for Veterans, Military, and Their Families. This is part of our November military and military family observation. If you're a veteran or transitioning from active duty, looking for employment, or trying to help a military family friend find a job, this webinar is for you. We'll share information about how to transition into a new career, update your resume, how to search for jobs using the AARP job board, as well as tools for starting your own business. That's tonight at both 7 and 9 p.m., two opportunities to take part. It's Rethinking Work for Veterans, Military, and Their Families. You must register at aarp.org/RI and click on Now It's November.
All right.
Earlier in the day tomorrow, a very important event for family caregivers. Tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m., Caregiving During Uncertain Times, Finding Support and Connection. We're partnering with our colleagues in Connecticut for this event. I'm very honored to be one of the presenters. Online registration is required. Again, that's from 5 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. And this includes a lot of advice and also a downloadable resource guide for family caregivers. And actually, that is Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I said we had two events today. I'm sorry, that's Thursday from 5 to 6. Wow.
That's okay. You can't pack too much into a day. We need
I'm
to take
having
a breath.
That. COVID, I'm having that COVID keeping track of the days syndrome.
Oh, boy.
Me again. But also, you would find this interesting, Bruce, I know, Thursday from 7 to 7:30, it's the girlfriend talk. This is a part of AARP's outreach to younger women coming into AARP or those approaching 50. But the guest is, you must know, Kat Cato. Kat Cora. I'm sorry.
Kat Cora. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She's on the Food Net.
She's been on Top Chef, and she's been
Iron
on,
Chef, and
Hell's Kitchen, and
so she's
going to
be on
she's
the
terrific.
Girlfriend Talk. She's going to be on the Girlfriend Talk tomorrow, Thursday at 7:30. Listen. Take my word for it. Go to aarp.org/RI. Now it's November. And the dates and times are all proper. Also looking for anyone that's going into the open enrollment period. We have a webinar on Thursday as well on how to navigate the health insurance marketplace. So there's a lot going on in November.
Yes.
Obviously, I can't quite keep it straight, even though I'm looking at the screen. I need that second cup of coffee, I guess.
Go for it.
You'd recommend that, I'm sure.
Definitely so. So we will talk to you again pre-Thanksgiving next Tuesday.
Hopefully without interruption.
You got it.
Okay, Bruce.
All right,
again.
Sir. Thanks very, very right. much. John Martin and the AARP Connection. Important work, of course, and always just inspiring things and lots going on. AARP.org/RI. Time for traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. 7 to 9 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. We've got a slow spot westbound mid-span to about the Jamestown Tower on the Pell Bridge. Eastbound looks good. End to end, you will have to slow it down during the construction zone. On the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, we've got the work zone in place. They're set up with barriers and so forth on the North Kingstown side of life. You're slowing up at mid-span just for a bit. Just a little bit of a take your foot off the gas kind of a deal. Mount Hope Bridge, we're seeing some activity mid-span to Bristol, slowing you down in each direction, starting to build up at the intersection, Bristol Ferry Road and Boyd's Lane. Always a wait-your-turn deal there. Secaunet River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and you. And we'll check the bridges again, as we do all morning long into the midday. Check it again in less than 30 minutes.
What's up? This is Teddy Horan, host of The Big Ticket on WADK. Newport's home to me and has been for my whole life. That's why it's very important to me to support our local economy. This pandemic has hit us all hard, and Newport is full of phenomenal locally owned businesses that need our help. So as Newport's busy season comes to an end, it's up to us to support our fellow locals during this challenging time. Go grab a drink at some of Newport's awesome locally owned bars and restaurants, or check off some boxes on your Christmas list at any of Theme Street's many locally owned shops. While COVID-19 has had a negative effect on all of these businesses, I know Newport will rally from this and thrive in the end. Every little bit helps, so let's make sure to shop local this season and support these businesses so we can continue to enjoy them for years to come.
WADK Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
WADK. 1540 WADK.
Now, this is interesting. We're talking in the changeover with Bob Angel about Thanksgiving insurance. And it's a halfway decent possibility that you or someone that you know will be doing Thanksgiving, because we're supposed to break it up, not have the 25-person deal, and so forth and on. More than one in five, according to this 2020 Thanksgiving survey by Campbell Soup Company. What does Campbell Soup have to do with Thanksgiving? Three words: green bean casserole. 20%, 22% will be first-time Thanksgiving hosts. Nearly two-thirds of us, U.S., will celebrate Thanksgiving in the comfort of our own home. That seems like it's a low number, actually, because Thanksgiving is the holiday that you eat at home anyway. I mean, that's the left-hand side of the dine-out meter. Everybody stays home on Thanksgiving. It's very, very few that will go out to Thanksgiving. And I would have thought that this year would have been like 90% or something, but apparently not. Compared to a typical year, more than half of consumers will celebrate Thanksgiving with fewer people. And one of the first-time Thanksgiving hosts say the top no-fail holiday dish, green bean casserole. Well, apparently there is the fear of failure, if not the possibility of failure. So Campbell's, the soup people, are offering something called dinner insurance. Are you ready for this? First-time hosts can find easy, no-fail holiday recipes, but that's not the insurance. Oh, it'll be a recipe and you can't screw it up. If the smoke alarm's not going off, then it's not really home cooking. There is an insurance policy where you would submit a claim to receive a gourmet replacement side dish if yours goes south. Same-day delivery on Thanksgiving. Terms and restrictions apply. Mostly, you have to be in Manhattan. They're not going to deliver to Little Compton They're not going to deliver to the Fifth Ward. Sorry. And it has to do with one of those grocery delivery services. Instacart. Again, all of those third-party deals, you know, the Grub, the Hub, the Dash, the Door, all that. They're great as long as we have a nice city planned out with gridded streets, preferably that are named for numbers. I mean, to navigate the K. Catherine neighborhood, the Dash can't do it. And I wrote about this in the Providence Business News, where I actually went to order on one of these services used by some of the restaurants in the area. And I set myself up as having food delivered to WADK, 23 Connell Highway, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840. Two of the delivery services, whose names you would know, said, oh no, our service isn't available in your area. And I was ordering from a restaurant 1.7 miles away. It's not Manhattan, it's the wilderness. But yeah, you go with those services. So easy, I'm going to use the Insta. Great, you're going to starve to death. That's why Sardella's and Imbriglio's uses Dine Out Newport, because it's local and they know where, you know, the K. Catherine is and the Fifth Ward and my Antinomi and the North End, and they know their way around. You see. That makes sense. Right? So, there we go. So, I guess this idea of the insurance is a nice idea, and it makes for table talk. It probably makes for a little bit of viral business on social media. But in reality, you're going to get very, very hungry waiting. There is no insurance. You find out very, very soon. It's about time that you learn this in life, right? Everybody who has ever cooked a Thanksgiving meal or cooked a meal in general, and it's fraught with peril, and you find out there's no guarantees, there's no insurance. Sometimes things don't go well. Sometimes they do, and it's amazing, and it's delicious, and everybody loves what you cooked, and hopefully that'll be the case for you. We certainly want to keep a good thought. We are going to talk with our friend Ray Rickman about an important historical event next.
Corrigan Financial is celebrating its 30th year serving the needs of families and the thriving businesses throughout our Aquidneck Island community. Corrigan Financial has developed a truly comprehensive approach to managing wealth, with a focus on big picture financial planning, disciplined investment strategies, and sound tax planning. Today, Corrigan Financial has more than 1,000 clients investing over $700 million in assets. Each client is managed by a team of dedicated tax planning and investment professionals. This is a comprehensive, not fragmented approach to financial decision making. The staff at Corrigan takes pride in not only serving our community, but also reaching out and actively helping our community, donating their time and talent. Corrigan Financial, proudly assisting more than 50 nonprofit groups annually. And for 30 years, helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Sunday Swing Time, every Sunday morning at 10. A WADK tradition for more than 40 years. This is your host, Bob Angel, extending an invitation to listen in. Enjoy a blend of big bands, jazz ensembles, and classic.